谢主，愿弟兄姊妹平安。
Thank the Lord, peace to you all.
又是三个月我们没有见面了。
It's been 3 months, since we last met.
今天我们又能够见面，非常高兴。
I'm so delighted that I could see you all today.
这次我同弟兄姊妹交通的题目还是老的题目，福音的奥秘第八讲。
The theme I will be sharing with you remains the same, the mystery of the gospel, section 8.
这是我们今年的第四次的交通。
And this is also the fourth sharing of this year.
我们还有一次，那就是十月份，啊，十二月份。
And we have one more sharing, that's in December.
我们还是继续交通，福音的奥秘。
And then we will continue to share on the same theme, the mystery of the gospel.
我想我们已经有三个月了，七月份，我在这里同弟兄姊妹交通福音的奥秘。
Last time I shared on the mystery of the gospel, it was back in July. It has been 3 months.
我交通主要的内容还是三个，或者说两个，这个在新约里面的一点是灯。
And the primary focus of my sharing is the two "It is done" written in New Testament.
我们七月份已经交通过，那一个最后的 "It is done"， 那就是启示录二十一章，那一句话。
In July, I share on the second "It is done" written in Revelation 21.
我们看见这位主宝座的大声音，用大声音说，
And we,
我把一切都更新了。
We see there is voice coming from the one who sits on the throne, and he says, "I make all things new."
你要写上。
Right.
这个话是真实的，也是可信的。接下来他又大声说 "It is done."
For it is true and trustworthy. And then the voice says loudly, "It is done."
他就把生命水的水。是给那些口渴的人喝。
I will give the fountain of the water of life to he who thirsts.
凡得胜的必承受这些为基业。
He who overcomes shall inherit all these things as his inheritance.
我要做他们的神，他们要做我的儿女。
I will be their God, they will be my children.
然后呢，今天领会的给我们念到启示录十六章。这是第二次的 "It is done."
And our brother who led the service just read Revelation 16. That is the second "It is done."
我想这是今天我要同弟兄姊妹交通的主要内容。
And this also contains the primary content that I will be sharing with you.
还有一次，这是讲 "It is finished." 这是约翰福音第十九章。我们主耶稣在十字架上的。第六句话，第五句话，他是我刻了。第六句话 ，It is finished.
And another saying that our Lord uttered on the cross is "It is done." This is the sixth saying, and the fifth saying before this is "I thirst."
不知道今天有没有时间交通道。
I don't know if I have time today to share on that statement.
好，没有开始以前。我们还是得祷告仰望主。
But before we start, shall we all bow our head and lift our hearts to Him?
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军的耶和华，你的荣耀充满全地，巴不得今天你的荣耀也能够充满在我们的中间，让我们都能够看见你的宝座，看见你的荣耀，我们就万切跪拜，万口。都要向你称颂。
Holy, holy, the Lord of hosts, your glory is above all the earth. May we all today bow before you, and all the tongues shall confess, and all the knees shall bow that you are the Lord.
主，我们都知道，唯有你的道是活泼的，是有果效的，像两刃的利剑，能够把我们的灵与魂、骨节和骨髓都能够刺入。破开，也能把我们所有里面的意念也都能显露出来。
Your word is sharper than two-edged sword. It's powerful and active, piercing even to the division of the spirit and soul, to the marrow and the bones, and is a discerner of the heart and intents.
愿我们的主今天就把这样的道赐给你的仆人。
May our Lord today give this word to your servant.
我们也知道神的国不在乎言语，在乎你的全能。
We also know that the kingdom of God does not consist in word, but in your power.
所以弟兄我的神啊，你不但把这些话赐给你的仆人，也求你把你的能力，圣灵的能力浇灌充满他。
My God, not only have you given your servant this word, but also that you may pour out your power, the spirit of the power to your servants.
不但充满浇灌他，也充满浇灌我们的翻译姊妹。
To fill and to be poured upon our servant as well as the sister who translates.
也充满浇灌在座的每一个属于你的儿女们。
May your power fill and also be poured out upon every brother and sister who sits here.
主，我们知道你在我们的中间，全场的人都应当肃静，都应当静默。
Lord, we know that you are in our midst, so let all be quiet.
也让所有的弟兄姊妹不要忘记，我们来到神的殿中，谨慎我们的脚步，我们敬虔来听。胜过献祭。
And let all brothers and sisters guard his or her footsteps. As we come before the Lord, let us hear. This is better than offering sacrifices.
若是我们都能够留心地听，仔细地听，你的心就欢喜，得着荣耀。
And if we can listen to you carefully and intently, and then you will be glorified and be delighted.
主啊，让你不但在信息的聚会中你得到荣耀，等一会我们就薄饼的聚会，让你更多的得到荣耀。原来荣耀都是你的。
Lord, be glorified in this message service, but even more glorified in our breaking of bread, because all the glory belongs to you.
主，我们就这样的交托，仰望我们坐在宝座上的神，从今时一直到永永远远，祷告祈求，圣耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Lord, we just commit and entrust everything to you, to the very one who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever.In the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，感谢主，让我们来读基础的经文刚才领会的已经给我们念了三段创世纪的十二章这个启示录的十六章，还有启示录的二十二章我们来念基础，我们翻到约珥书。
Thank the Lord that our brother has read three passages on.For us, the first one is in Revelation 12, and then in Genesis 12, and Revelation 16 and 22. But there are more passages to read. The first one is in Joel.
我们念约珥书第三章
Chapter 3.
就请你念吧，我们的时间很有限。
Since our time is limited,
中文就弟兄姊妹，我们自己看吧。
Chinese speaking brothers and sisters, would you please read your own Bible? We'll read this passage in English.
十二节到十六节。
Chapter 3, verses 12 to 16.
好，请你念吧。十二到十六。
Joel chapter 3, verse 12.Let the nations be wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there I will sit to judge all the surrounding nations. Put in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, go down, for the winepress is full, the vats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and moon will grow dark, and the stars will diminish their brightness. The Lord also will roar from Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. The heavens and earth will shake, but the Lord will be a shelter for his people and the strength of the children of Israel.
好，我们再念撒迦利亚书十二章。
Zechariah chapter 12.
第三、第五、第八到十页，也请你念吧。撒迦利亚书第十二章第三节到第五节，第八节到第十一节。
Zechariah 12, verses 3 to 5, verses 8 to 11. And it shall happen in that day that I will make Jerusalem a very heavy stone for all peoples. All who would heave it away will surely be cut in pieces, though all nations of the earth are gathered against it. In that day, says the Lord, I will strike every horse with confusion, and its rider with madness. I will open my eyes on the house of Judah and will strike every horse of the peoples with blindness. And the governors of Judah shall say in their heart, the inhabitants of Jerusalem are my strength in the Lord of hosts, their God. Verse 8. In that day, the Lord will defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem. The one who is feeble among them in that day shall be like David. And the house of David shall be like God. Like the angel of the Lord before them, it shall be in that day that I will seek to destroy the nations that come against Jerusalem, and I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication. Then they will look on me whom they pierced. Yes, they will mourn for him as one who mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one grieves for a firstborn. In that day, there shall be a great mourning in Jerusalem like the mourning at Hadad Rimmon in the plain of Megiddo.
好，第十四章，我来念吧。
Chapter 14, I will read.
第十四章我就来念吧，让翻译的稍微歇一歇。第十四章我们看第三节到第七节。
Verses 3 to 7.
那时耶和华必出去与那些国征战，好像从前征战一样。那日他的脚必站在耶路撒冷前面照东的迦南山上，这山必从中间分裂，自东至西成为极大的国。山的一半向北挪移，一半向南挪移。第五节。
Verse 5.
你们要从我山的国中逃跑，因为山脚必延到亚萨。你们逃跑，比如犹大王乌西亚年间的人逃避大地震一样。耶和华我的神必降临，耶和华我的神必降临。弟兄姊妹，特别注意第五章的这一段，耶和华我的神必降临，还有呢，有一切的圣者同来。这个圣者就是 saints， 那就是圣城新耶路撒冷，就是神的教会，所有神的儿女，我们都要与我们的耶和华我的神一同的降临审判立国万民。
Let's pay a special attention to the last part of verse 5. Thus the Lord my God will come, and all the saints with you. Of the saints refer to the church, refer to the city of the New Jerusalem. That's the time when we shall all come down with our Lord to judge all nations.
弟兄姊妹，特别注意这里一再出现的，我一共这几段的经文大概二十节的圣经有十六次同样的用这个字，什么字？那日 in those day， 这个那日什么日子？就是大而可畏的日子，就是主耶稣基督第二次降临的那一个日子。
Brothers and sisters, take heed, please, among the 20 verses we just read, that there is one phrase that keeps appearing. It's about 16 times. That is, in that day. What is that day? That's the day when our Lord Jesus Christ comes again.
第十二节, 最后我们再念两节。
Lastly, we will read two more verses, verse 12.
12, 13, 就请你念吧。
Verses 12 and 13. And this shall be the plague with which the Lord shall strike all the people who fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall dissolve while they stand on their feet. Their eyes shall dissolve in their sockets, and their tongues shall dissolve in their mouths. It shall come to pass in that day that a great panic from the Lord will be among them. Everyone will seize the hand of his neighbor and raise his hand against his neighbor's hand.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你看见这里好可怕！哎呀，这个他们俩脚站立的时候，肉必消磨，眼在眶中也干瘪，石头在口中也溃烂了，那就是最后的那一个征战。 哈密基督灯大战就是第三次世界nuclear war.
How dreadful, frightening this is when the day of the awesome and great day of the Lord comes, when our Lord Jesus returns again. We see that their flesh shall rot while they stand on their feet, their eyes shall rot in their sockets, and their tongues shall rot in their mouths. And this is World War III, the nuclear war.
好，弟兄姊妹，还记得我交通的这个Yiddish Den。Brothers
and sisters, do you still recall what I shared last time? It is done.
我刚刚就念到第三个Yiddish Den，那就是启示录21章的那一句话。The
third "it is done" is recorded in Revelation 21.
我们知道这个Yiddish Den 就是神创造人的旨意和计划完成了。This
is when God's original purpose and plan of creating the whole world has been accomplished.
弟兄姊妹，还记得我曾经交通过创世纪的第一章24到28，一共五节圣经。神创造人的目的是什么？照着他的形象 (image), 照着他的 likeness。 创造的，为什么？就是要他们来治理，来管理神所创造的万有。神要把人放在一个那样的崇高、荣耀的那一个地位上。Brothers
and sisters, you recall I share with you Genesis chapter 1, verses 24 to 28. What's the purpose of God's creation of all man? When he made man according to his image, in his likeness, because he wants man to have dominion and subdue all the earth. And what a lofty and a glorious position he has placed us in.
讲到image, 弟兄姊妹还记得, 神的image最突出的是什么? 我第七讲的时候已经提过了, 不知道弟兄姊妹还记得吧? Holy, 圣洁。
When we speak of according to his image, which I shared in my last fellowship with you on this passage, I don't know if you still recall what is the most outstanding feature of God's image. That is holy.
这是神最突出的他的性情，圣洁、公义、慈爱、怜悯、信实，对不对？
Among God's attributes, he is righteous, he is holy, he is loving, he is merciful, and the most outstanding one is his holiness.
一讲到圣洁，我们就想到了祭司，感谢神。
Whenever we think of holiness, we remember priests.
神照我们的计划，要我们称为祭司。
Thank God, according to his purpose, that all of us should become his priests.
然而他的样式，样式就是他的地位，他的权柄，他的威严，那就是国度，就是国君王，就是君王。
And also according in his likeness, which refers to his status, his power, and his kingdom. So that is, he wants us to be his kings. And these kings are not earthly kings to be served by others. Instead, these are earthly spiritual kings, and instead they are to minister to others.
神这样的旨意计划有没有成功? 一定是done, 不可能不成功的, 他是全能的神, 全知的神, only wise God.
Has God's purpose been accomplished? Yes, because he is Almighty God and he is alone wise. So it's impossible for his plan not being carried out.
刚刚弟兄给我们念的22章, 启示录最后的一章,
and also Revelation
第三节到第五节,
Revelation 22, the last chapter of Revelation, verses 3 to 5, our brother just read.
感谢主, 你就看到成了,
and you see there, it is done.
这里我们讲到, 那里讲到圣城, 这个新耶路撒冷, 在那里有神和羔羊的宝座, 不再有咒诅。
There we see the holy city, New Jerusalem, where the throne of God and of the Lamb exist, and there is no more curse.
这个咒诅就是死亡嘛, 这里是讲到新天新地, 不再有死亡了。
So in the new heaven and new earth, there is no more curse, and curse refers to death.
在那里有神和羔羊的宝座,
there we see the throne of God and of the Lamb.
他的仆人都要侍奉他，也要见他的面，他的名也要刻在他们的额上。
His servants shall see him and serve him, and the name of God shall be inscribed on their foreheads.
我就解释过，神为什么羔羊的名字要刻在你我的额上？ 是不是他会在忘记我们？神永远也不会忘记我们的。
And I also remember telling you that why is it his name should be on our foreheads? Is it because he forgets? No, our God will never forget us.
是他看我们何等的宝贝，何等的珍贵，是他手上的明珠啊。
Because he sees us as a pearl, as the pearls in his hands. How precious that is.
告诉我们他永远不会忘记我们的。
He is simply telling us he will never forget us.
我曾经讲到，圣经里看到生命册，我们的名字都记在羔羊生命册上。
And also I mentioned that all our names are recorded in the book of life.
永远不会涂抹。
They will never be blotted out.
若是你看以赛亚书第48章第3节，在那里怎么讲的？他不会忘记我们的。 他我们生下来，他就抱抱我们，怀揣我们，到我们这个年纪老迈了，头发发白了，他还是那样。哎呀，你看他宝贝我们吗？
In Isaiah 48, see how precious we are, and he says, because ever since we were born, he carried us, he held us, even when we are old.
所以这里说他们要做我的仆人，这个仆人就是自私。
So here, when the verse says, they shall be my servants, these servants are his priests.
祭司就是仆人，服侍神也是服侍人的，替人献祭，这是祭司最主要的工作嘛，对不对？
The primary task of a priest is to serve God and also to minister to man, to offer sacrifice to God, right?
接下来说，不再有黑夜，也不需要日光，太阳光。 都不需要了，没有黑暗这个新天新地里面嘛。接下来他说，主神要亲自的光照他们，他们要做王，直到永永远远。
And also there shall be no more night. They would have no need of a lamp nor the light of the sun, for the Lord their God will illumine. The illuminate, and they shall reign forever and ever.
感谢主，这就是我们弟兄姊妹荣耀的盼望。我们不单在千年国度要与主耶稣一同掌权作王，就是在新天新地，我们还是要做祭司做君王，也直到永永远远。哎呀，我们那个盼望何等的荣耀珍贵。
Thank the Lord, this is our glorious and noble hope, because not only will we be rulers reigning with Christ in the millennium kingdom, but even unto the new heaven and new earth, together with Him, we shall reign together.
弟兄姊妹，你还记得旧约里面规定，你做君王的就不能做祭司，对不对？
Brother and sister, do you remember that in Old Testament it's such a stipulation that once you are a king, you shall not be a priest anymore, right?
你还记得犹太王没有几个好的王吗？这他是一个其中一个好的王，乌西亚王吗？
Among the kings of the Judah, the southern kingdom, not too many are good kings, but there is one among the few, that's Uzziah.
这在历代之下大概26章30多节吧，我想我们不去看了。
I think it's recorded in 2 Chronicles 36, in verse 30-ish. We won't look at it.
我们知道他骄傲起来了，因为他是一个好的王，所以国家非常的富有。
Uzziah is a good king, but then later he became proud since the whole country is so wealthy.
所以他要做祭司到圣殿里面去献祭，弟兄姊妹还记得。
Now he wanted to be a priest, therefore he went to the temple to offer sacrifices.
哎呀，这些祭司是劝他，你千万不能，千万不能啊。
And all the priests trying to dissuade him, saying, no, never you should do this.
他因着他的骄傲，他一定坚持去献祭。结果呢，他长大马蜂，一直到死的时候。
But because of his arrogance, he insisted on offering the sacrifice. Then he became leprous until his death.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
我们不但是祭司，我们也是君王，同主耶稣基督一样。
We're not only priests, but we're also kings, just as our Lord Jesus.
希伯来书第七章讲得很清楚。他说我们的主耶稣基督，他是照着麦基洗德等次。永远为祭司的。
Hebrew chapter 7 tells us expressly that our Lord Jesus is the high priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
并且他也是君王。
He is a priest forever and also he is a king.
这个 king of shalom.
He is a king of shalom.
对不对？
King of peace.
所以他又是祭司又是君王，我们今天同主耶稣一样，我们也是祭司，我们也是君王。
So Lord Jesus is a king as well as a priest, and so are we today.
感谢主，最后 it is done.
Thanks the Lord. Lastly, this it is done.
所以你能够明真正的明白属灵的意义 it is done. 我想今天我们可以面对这个末世的最危险的一个时代，我们可以对付任何的危机回击，我们可以安然的度过。
If you truly understand the meaning of this, it is done, then even in this most dangerous end times, we are able to come through safely, knowing how to deal with every situation.
因为我们要做祭司，我们要做君王。
Because we will be his priests and his kings.
今天我们重点是交通，第二个 it is done.
But today my sharing, the focus of my sharing is on the second it is done.
刚刚弟兄给我们念的启示录第十六章，我们就看到这个 it is done， 当第七位天使把碗倒在空中的时候，我们看见在殿中宝座中有大声音说 it is done.
Our brother just read Revelation 16.When the sixth angel poured out his bowl, and then there is voice coming from the throne saying, "It is done."
哎呀，接着有什么这个雷打雷的声音啊，甩电呐、啊，哎呀，地震呐、啊，这个从来没有这么大的地震过。
When the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, then we heard the voice saying, "It is done." And there were sounds, thunderings, lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such a mighty and great earthquake as had not occurred since men were on the earth.
这是我今天重点要交通的。
And this is the focus of my sharing today.
弟兄姊妹，你若是明白这个第二个叶第三的属灵的意义的话，我们今天在这个末世危机的时候，我们更能够面对任何的危机，我们可以坦然的对付。
Brothers and sisters, if you do understand the spiritual connotation of this second, it is done. Even in today's end time, the most dangerous time, full of crises, we're able to deal with it with aplomb and facing all the situations.
我们知道启示录第十六章那个叶第斯登是指做军事和政治的崩溃。
We know that Revelation 16, when it says it is done, it refers to the collapse of the military and political power of Satan.
因为我们都知道，在主来的以前，中东啊，这个你若是去读这个启示录第十六章的时候，你就看到这个东方啊，这个热光出来的地方。那就是我们知道撒旦像刚刚念的三个灵一样的召集所有的军队，一个就是主要的中东的那个军队，有十几个国家，他们要进到耶路撒冷，但丁国亚索法国，那就是耶路撒冷的周围。
We know that Revelation 16 tells us the way of the kings from the east will be prepared.And these kings are from the Middle East, more than 10 countries. They will come to the area close to Jerusalem, to the Valley of Decision.
他们的目的就要针对以色列、犹大、犹太，要把他们消灭，从地图上除掉。这个若是你去看诗篇83篇，就讲得很清楚，我们就不去看了。
Their intent is to wipe out Israel from the world, as Psalm 83 tells us. If you read the verses there, but today we won't go into that.
不但有中东的那些国家，十几个国家，在耶路撒冷进攻攻打这个以色列人。这个我们知道，还有北方的军队，那就是敌基督的军队。三十几个欧盟的军队，他们也要进到耶路撒冷、亚沙法国，主要的这个对象也是以色列，要把以色列从地图上除掉。
Now there are not only those kings from the Middle East, but also there will be the countries from the Europe.And led by Antichrist, there are more than 30 of them. They would also enter into the Valley of Jehoshaphat. The same purpose is to wipe out Israel from earth.
还有苏联的军队、中国的军队、全世界的军队都集中在中东，在这个耶路撒冷，那这个亚瑟法克地方攻打这个以色列，要把他们消灭掉。
Even the world's army, including Russia and also China's armies, from all over the places will be gathered together in Jerusalem trying to attack them and then to eradicate Israel from the world.
结果有没有把以色列消灭掉?
But did they destroy Israel?
这里我就想到刚刚我们念的这个撒迦利亚书的12章、14章，若是你去看我刚刚就提到了可以归拢四个方面。
If you read Zechariah chapters 12 to 14, I can summarize it in four aspects.
第一个方面
First,
我们都知道那就是我们刚刚念到的撒迦利亚书14章的第二节吧，在那里就讲到所有的列国 他们都要来攻打这个以色列嘛。
And we read in Zechariah 12 that all the country will gather together to attack Israel.
这个也是十四章那里讲的第三节讲到的是我们的主耶稣耶和华神把所有列国的军队都召集来攻击耶路撒冷对不对
And chapter 14 also tells us, even though it seems that all the countries gathered together,to attack Israel, but actually it is God, our God, who calls all these armies together to attack Israel.
但是在启示录十六章呢在这里讲的是三个乌龟的灵像青蛙一样嘛对不对从第基督的口中假先知的口中从撒旦的口中出来召集列国的军队进攻耶路撒冷嘛到底是出于神呢还是出于撒旦魔鬼呢
？Yes,
很容易解答，当然出于神了，对不对？
Yet in Revelation 16, we just read that the unclean spirits coming out of, from the mouth of dragon, from the beast, and also out of the, mouth of the false prophet, all these, call, these, spirits of demons call all the nation together to attack Israel. So,Is it from God or from the Antichrist Satan that all these people are gathered together? The answer is quite clear. It is from God.
无论是撒旦也好，龙也好，都是神的工具嘛，对不对？
Whether it's the dragon, Satan, it's just God's tools.
这是第一方面。第二方面，我们就看到，这个撒迦利亚书的第十二章。第三节那里我们看我们看见所有列国军队去攻击耶路撒冷耶路撒冷就像什么一块大的石头所有来攻击他的把他们砸得纷纷碎把这些军队全部的毁灭哎呀不得了啊
And Zechariah 12:3 we read that it shall happen that when all the countries come to attack JerusalemAnd then Jerusalem would be like a heavy stone for all peoples. Whoever wants to lift it will surely be cut in pieces, will be ground to powder.
然后第三点呢，归龙。第三点，我们就是看到十二章的这个第十节，十二章的第十节。
The third point is in chapter 12, verse 10.
我们看到那。到那一天我们刚刚讲到一直出现的差不多有十六次的那日嘛。
And we have noted that there are about 16 times that the same phrase appears in that day.
我们就看到神把施恩叫人恳求的灵浇灌谁啊浇灌大卫家嘛。所以那一天大卫这个支派也好李威支派也好史梅支派也好他们都男的和男的女的和女的都在那里哀哭啊哭泣啊。
And also we see that God will pour out his spirit of grace and of supplication upon the house of David. So then we read later that all the families of David, men get together with men by themselves and women gather together by themselves. They're all weeping and lamenting.
他们悔改啊，忧伤的灵，痛悔的心啊，哎呀，他们想到原来他们钉死的那一位就是他们的弥赛亚，就是基督，就是耶稣基督，就是他们的救主啊。
Then they all have this repentant, contrite spirit, and knowing that the one they pierced is actually their Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ.
那时候你比拉多都愿释放主耶稣嘛他查不出他有什么罪嘛对不对那个机器可以释放一个罪犯嘛
We know,
但是呢就是因着这些犹太人坚持要把他钉十字架钉十字除掉他除掉他我们没有王我们的王就是西撒啊，罗马王是我们的王我们不要他做王把他钉死钉死坚持的要把他钉死结果这个比拉多也没有办法怕他们造反嘛那一天过节嘛有好几万犹太人在耶路撒冷过节嘛 所以他为了自己的缘故，最后还是定耶稣基督有罪的。
We know that when Pilate tried Jesus, it was during the feast, and according to the custom then, he could release one person to the Jews. But they did not want anybody else but Jesus Christ. And they say that, crucify, crucify him. And Pilate, they're saying that we have no other kings but Caesar. And Pilate saying that, even much more saying would not persuade them, and instead a riot is about to start. So Pilate gave in and gave Jesus to them, and Jews and they all Romans crucified Jesus then.
所以罪犯就是犹太人嘛，对不对？主要的罪犯。
Since they are insistent upon crucifying Christ.So the main culprit is the Jews.
那时候比拉多还洗手，他说这个罪不在乎我，是在乎你们。结果他们还要什么说，流这人的血归给我们和我们的子孙。哎呀，这些都应验了。
So Pilate has to wash his hands and saying, the sin is not upon me, but upon you, but all the Jews.Saying loudly that sin be upon us and our descendants. Indeed, the prophecy is fulfilled.
因着神把施恩叫人肯求的灵浇灌他们，他们都悔改，哭泣，真正的忧伤痛悔。他们求告主的名，他们都得救了。
Now, because God has poured out the spirit of supplication and of grace upon them, now they truly repent of their sins with this contrite broken heart, and they call out to the Lord, so the whole house of Israel is saved.
弟兄姊妹，你打开启示录第一章第七节。启示录第一章第七节讲什么？
Brothers and sisters, if you open to your Bible to Revelation chapter 1, verse 7, what does it say?
看啊，我必驾云降临，对不对？众魔都要看见我，连吃我的人也要看见我，地上的万族都要因我哀哭。我是阿拉法，我是欧米伽，我是昔在、今在、以后、永在的全能者。
Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierce him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
连吃我的人也要看见，谁吃他的？除了罗马以外，最重的罪魁，那就是犹太人，我刚刚就讲过了。
Now, who are those who pierce Jesus? Besides the Romans, these are the Jews, and I just mentioned they are the chief culprit.
地上的万族都要因我哀哭。哎呀，这一天的哭不得了。刚刚我们讲的了，那神叫人恳求的灵浇灌他们。这个犹大家、利未家、示每家，男男女女都在那里哭嘛。哎呀，不但如此。我们知道，我等会还讲到第四个方面。第四个方面啊，就是在撒迦利亚书的第十四章的应该是第五节吧。第五节在那里看到耶和华我们的神必降临，对不对？还有一切的圣者同他一起来的。
Therefore, all the Jews seeing the Lord coming down with the cloud, seeing that Jesus is the one they pierce, so they all mourn and they all weep bitterly, every family by itself and their wives by themselves. And this is the third aspect. And then the point four is recorded in chapter 14, verse 5.
我们看见哈密基督正大战，什么时候发生的？我们知道教会在大灾难中间还在地上，这是非常肯定的。但是没有全程的，经过42个月嘛，3年半嘛，对不对？
And when will the war of Armageddon happen? It is when all the church is still on earth, yet the church will not go through the whole 7 years of tribulation.
大概还有五六个月或者七八个月，十四二月中间还有五六七八个月，我们被提了。我们不但被提，到了时间，我们与基督一同。刚刚我们念的撒迦利亚十四章的第五节，一同的来啊，来审判列国万民，不要忘记我们这样一个荣耀的地位啊。
Among the 42 months of the Great Tribulation, probably 5 or 6 months before it ends, all of us shall be raptured. And then just as Zechariah 14:5 we just read that we shall come down together with the Lord.
诗篇103篇到了最后的第二节讲什么？感谢主，做他主君的，做他仆人的，行他所喜悦的事的。 你们都要称谢耶和华, 对不对?
And also Psalm 103, the last two verse, it says that all you ministers of his who do his pleasure, bless the Lord.
我们要做神主君啊,军队啊,我们与基督一同来审判。
Because we shall be the Lord's armies, and together with Him, we will judge all the nations upon the face of the earth. And this is
Armageddon.
Actually, the war does not happen. In Armageddon, Armageddon is the place where all the armies gather together. The main battleground is in Jerusalem, and that's near the Valley of Jehoshaphat and the Valley of Decisions.
刚刚我们总结的第二个方面，我们都知道，这个耶路撒冷像一块石头一样的，把他们砸得粉碎，所有的军队全部毁灭掉。
And the second point of the summary I gave regarding Zechariah 12:2-14, it says that when the army gets gathered together, then the Jerusalem will be like a large stone. It will crush them to powder.
假如这些进攻的军队，无论是中东的也好，北方的这个敌基督的军队也好。 中国的也好，苏联的也好，假如他们能够相信神的话，对不对？刚刚弟兄给我们念的《创世纪》第十二章，神对着亚伯拉罕的什么立的约嘛，神会不会实行？绝对不会嘛！他们要成为大的国，亚伯拉罕的名字要成为大的名，对不对
？If all these armies that come to attack Jerusalem, such as the armies from the Middle East, from the European Union countries led by Satan, Antichrist, and also from the Northern Alliance, from Russia, from China, if they would believe the verse that we just read in Genesis 12, that God would make Abraham a great nation, make his name great, then knowing that God is never faithless, so they should know that he won't succeed.
咒诅你的，我必咒诅他；祝福你的，我必祝福他。地上的万族都要因你得福。哎呀，这里四次提到必，神一定会做到嘛。所以他们若是相信神的话，他们怎么会去攻打以色列？他们不是自讨苦吃嘛？ 对不对?
In Genesis 12, we read also that he who blesses Abraham shall be blessed. He who curses Abraham shall be cursed. And in Abraham, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. In this passage, 4 times God mentions that I will. So if they believe, the Lord, they believe God's word, how could they possible come to attack Israel. They are simply asking for trouble.
这个他们都念过以赛亚书这个60章22节，以赛亚书60章22节，知晓的主要增加千倍，弱小的国要成为一个强大的国，耶和华必按照他的计划早日的能够来成全。
And also Isaiah 60:22, we read that the smallest nation will increase to a thousand, and the weakest nation one will become a strong nation, and then the Lord will hasten it in His zeal.
所以千年国度中，以色列的国家要成为一个强的国家，富有的国家。
And in the millennial kingdom, the nation of Israel will become a mighty and affluent country.
是一个伟大的国家 ,great.
A great country.
就像今天的美国一样。
Just as the United States today.
所以怎么可能把他们消灭掉呢?
How could it be possible to destroy Israel?
你都再去看以赛亚书66章22节。
If you read Isaiah 66 verse 22 again,
那创造新天新地的说,
the one who creates the new heaven and the new earth says,
新天新地永远存在, 你们的后裔, 你们的名也要永远存在的。
Just as the new heaven and new earth remains before me forever, so shall your descendants and your name forever.
最后我们看一段圣经更清楚了。
Lastly, we will read one more passage. It makes it even more crystal clear.
若是那些攻击耶路撒冷的军队，他们都能够相信这段经文。我们看这个耶利米书31章第35节、36节。
We will read Jeremiah 31 verses 35, 36. If only those...armies that come to attack Israel would believe this.
这里讲什么?
What does it say here?
35节, 那是太阳白日发光, 是星月有定力, 黑夜发亮, 有搅动大海, 是海中的波浪平移的万军之耶和华, 是他的名, 他怎么说? 弟兄姊妹, 特别注意36节, 这些定力若能在我面前废掉，能不能废掉？没有人能够废掉这些定律，只是耶和华定的嘛，对不对？所以这些定律若能在我面前废掉，以色列的后裔也就在我面前断绝，永远不再成国。这是耶和华说的，可能不可能？永远不可能，所以这个国家不可能被消灭掉的嘛，对不对？将来不得了，无论是新天新地，他们要执掌掌权嘛，对不对？在地上。
Jeremiah 35, Thus says the Lord, who gives the sun for a light by day, the ordinances of the moon and the stars for a light by night, who disturbs the sea and its waves roar. The Lord of hosts is his name.Let's pay a special attention to verse 36. If those ordinances depart from before me, says the Lord, the seed of Israel shall also cease from being a nation before me. So is it possible for the nation of Israel to be destroyed? No, it's not possible.
可是他们没有念过，就是念过，他们也不相信神的话，对不对？
What a shame that they have never read this passage. Even though they have read it, they would not have believed it.
好，所以第十六章我刚刚讲了，这是军事上的全部的毁灭。
So, Revelation 16 tells us about the total disintegration and collapse of the political and military power.
但是我曾经讲过，撒旦有五个 system 来管理、来治理整个世界、整个社会、整个人类。
But I once mentioned that Satan has power, dominion over five world systems.
这个五个弟兄姊妹还记得吧？第一个我就是讲到，刚刚讲到的军事和政治，这是连在一起的。什么时候军事崩溃了，政治也崩溃了。
And so the whole world lies under the sway of his dominion. And I just mentioned the military and a class, but military and political, they are linked together. Once the military power collapses, so goes the political one.
还有三个 system.
Now, Satan still has three systems to work with.
一个是经济的。
One is economic system.
还有一个是这个文化教育的。
The other is cultural/educational system.
四个了，还有一个还记得吧？宗教。
And the last one is the religious system.
好，第一个军事崩溃了。
Now,
但是若是政治这经济光是军事崩溃还不够。
We have seen the political military power, it has collapsed now. But even with these two in disintegration, it's still not enough.
这个 happy ending 还不会到。
Because the happy ending will still not arrive yet.
必须五个系统全部崩溃，全部的毁灭。
Only when the five systems are destroyed and they collapsed totally, then will the happy ending come.
好，我们现在来看一看，读一读这个启示录十八章。
Now we will read Revelation 18.
这里讲到第三个，那就是经济的第四个，那就是文化和教育的，都在启示录第十八章。
The economic, cultural, and educational systems are all included in chapter 18 here.
我们来念这个十八章。
So we read chapter
18. 我们看十八章第三节到第四节。
Verses 3 and 4.
好，请你念吧，第三节到第四节。
3 and 4.For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues.
我们知道这个澳门就是敌基督的国，他们在前一共七年嘛，这个大灾难，牧师大灾难最后一个七嘛，前面三年半，哎呀，澳门不得了，他们的这个股票每一天都在那里涨。
We know that European Union is Antichrist Kingdom, for the last 7 years.Of the 70 years prophesied regarding Israel, there we see that a whole kingdom is thriving, their stocks keep rising.
我们知道现在欧币，这个欧币换美金，大概一块欧币能够换美金一块零几毛嘛。
We know the current exchange rate of euro to dollars is 1 to a little bit over 1.
到那时候不得了，每一天都涨啊，股票每一天都涨，这个他们的欧币也是，每一天都涨，一块换两块，三块，四块，五块。
But during the 7 years, then the last 7 years, you will see their stocks keep rising, and euro becomes more valuable. Like one euro would give you, it would take over $1, $2, $3 American dollars to have 1 euro.
到那时候，我相信这个纽约的这个股票市场，这个 market.这个 exchange market 都要搬到这个欧洲去了。
And I believe by then all the New York exchange market will be moved to Europe.
大的机关、大的公司也都要 搬到欧洲去了。
All the big organizations and companies will all move to Europe.
那里赚钱太容易了嘛，对不对？
Because it's such a cake to make money then there.
第四节他怎么讲？我又听见天上有声音说：“我的民啊，就是我们嘛，神的儿女嘛，你们要从那城出来，免得与他一同有罪，受他受的灾祸。你们不要上当了。为什么？就这么表现好的一下子，对不对？一下子他们都要衰落了。这个，所以我就想到提摩太后书啊，第四章的第九节，这个我们知道这个谁啊？因为他按现今的时代嘛，他离开了保罗，往提撒罗尼迦去了嘛，对不对？
And verse 4, I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, whom my people, God's children, lest you share in her sins, lest you receive her place. God is warning us, don't fall for the trap. Because it's just like 2 Timothy 4:9. Demas loves the present world, so he has left Paul and gone to Thessalonica.
就是地马嘛，他按现今的世界离开我往铁沙龙家去，到那时候很多基督徒贪财的，哎呀，他们都离开了，他们到哪里去？到欧洲去做生意嘛，那里太容易赚钱了嘛，对不对？
Just like,
出来，不要上当。
Just like Demas went to Thessalonica because he loved the present world.So by then, there will be so many Christians there, they become covetous, so they all go to Europe. Why? Because they want to make money. It's such an easy thing to make big bucks there. But the Lord is saying, don't fall into this trap. Come out of her.
好，我们再读十节到十一节，还是十八章。
Chapter 18, verses 10 and 11.
因怕他的痛苦，就远远地站着说：“哀哉，哀哉！巴比伦大城啊，坚固的城啊，一时之间，你的刑罚就来到了，地上的客商也都为你悲哀哭泣，因为没有人再买他们的货物了。”哎呀，一下子这么升上去，一下子就衰落了。
And verse 10, this speaks of the kings of the earth standing at a distance for fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, the great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour your judgment has come. And the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, for no one buys their merchandise anymore. You see them all thriving in 1 hour, and the next hour, everything fades away.
巴比伦大城忽然倾倒了，这个巴比伦大城就是经济的巴比伦呢。
The great city Babylon all of a sudden fall, and this great city Babylon speaks of the economic Babylon.
十五节
Verse 15
到二十节你念吧。
Verses 15 to 20, the merchants of these things,who became rich by her will stand at a distance for fear of her torment, weeping and wailing and saying, Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen, purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour such great riches came to nothing, every shipmaster, all who traveled by ship, sailors, and as many as trade on the sea stood at a distance.And cried out when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What is like this great city?
这都是经济的崩溃，然后文化教育，那就是22节。
All these verses refer to the economic collapse. Now, the educational and the cultural collapse are recorded in verse 22.
第四个 system 就是文化教育，还要加上音乐。哎呀，现在音乐也成为一个system.
So now the system of culture, education, and we want to add one more, that is music, are recorded here.
六次提到二十二节，一直到二十四节，六次提到就不能再见了，就不能再见了，就不能再见了。哎呀，全部的崩溃，政治、经济、文化、教育、音乐。
And from verses 22 to 24, six times you will read, will no more. So here we see all the records of the total collapse of economic, cultural, educational, musical system.
最后还有一个 system.
Lastly, we still have one more system.
宗教,
that
宗教.
is the religious system.
哎呀，你看十九章。
If you read chapter 19,
第二节第三节
，verses 2 and 3,
他的判断是真实的、公义的，因他判断了那用银行百万世界的大淫妇。谁是大淫妇？天主教的教皇一概都认为他就是大淫妇，并且向淫妇逃流仆人血的罪，给他们伸冤。又说哈利路亚，烧淫妇的烟往上冒，直到永永远远。这是宗教上的崩溃。
Chapter 19, verse 2, this speaks of the religious collapse. For true and righteous are his judgments, because he has judged the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her fornication.And he has avenged on her the blood of his servant shed by her. Again they said, Alleluia, her smoke rises up forever and ever. Who is this great harlot? Most people believe this is the Pope of the Catholic Church.
我们知道最后的一切，前三年半，我们知道的基督完全让人有信仰的自由，对不对？你无论信什么都没有问题，但是后三年半他突然的改变了，他自称是神，在殿中要人敬拜他，要刻他的名字666、啊、我们都知道，若是不听他的，哎呀，那时候基督徒很多殉道的，就在这个时候。
We know that in the last 7 years of the 70th week of the prophecy, it says thatAntichrist would first give all people the religious freedom. They could worship their own gods. But in the middle of the seven years, that he changed his mind. He claimed himself to be God. He wants to be worshipped by all, and he would inscribe the number 666 in their arms and foreheads. Everybody has to listen to him. If not, they would be persecuted.
哎，感谢主，在那一个时候，我们知道就有宗教的集团嘛，其实现在就有了，什么耶和华见证会啊，摩门教啊，天主教啊，这个东正教啊，佛教啊，回教啊，这个犹太教啊，都成为一个宗教的集团。其实不要等到那一天了，现在就有这样一个集团在那里。
All the religious groups will be persecuted, but not wait until then. Even nowadays, all these religious groups have been formed, such as Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses. We have Catholicism, we have Buddhism, we have Islam and Eastern Orthodox Judaism have already been formed.
谁是领袖啊？教皇嘛，天主教人数最多嘛，对不对？他来领导整个这个集团，感谢主，最后被火焚烧，这个大淫妇被烧毁了，这是他最有应得的。
And among all the world religions, who is the leader? It's the Pope, because Catholics are the most among all these. All these people, but thank the Lord, he receives the very punishment that she deserved. In the end, this great harlot is being burned by fire.
感谢主，将来 要发生的事我们都看见了。
So thank the Lord, whatever is going to happen has already been shown to us.
我相信在我们中间的大概大多数人都能够看见。
I believe most of us sitting here are able to see this.
主来的日子实在是近了。
Because the day of the Lord's coming truly draws nigh.
你们中间有没有八十岁的人呢？
Is there anybody in his 80s? Please raise your hand.
有没有九十岁的？
Anybody in the 90s?
我想都没有，所以你们都能够看见。
So I guess not. Therefore, all of us should be able to see this.
所以你们现在先看见了。
Now, today you have seen what shall be happen.Be happening in the future.
像我这个年龄95岁靠不住了。
But I'm 95 years old. I might not be able to see all this played out.
好，感谢主，五个 system 全部崩溃瓦解。
We thank the Lord.
我们就看见 happy ending.
After the five systems have totally collapsed and disintegrated, then the happy ending comes to pass.
启示录第十一章第十五节这一段话，感谢主。
Thank the Lord. We have Revelation 11, verse 15, this passage.
第七位天使最好，天上就有大声音说，世上的国要成了我主我基督的国。他要做王，直到永永远远。他做王，直到永永远远。我们也要做王，做祭司，直到永永远远。
Verse 15, then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. We thank the Lord because we, being his kings, his priests, shall reign forever and ever together with him.
在神面前坐在自己位上的二十四位长老就面赋予地敬拜全能者说实在今在主神全能者啊我们感谢你因为你执政大权作王了外邦愤怒你的愤怒也临到了你审判死人的时候也到了你的仆人众先知众圣徒连大带小敬畏你的人的奖赏的时候也到了你要败坏那败坏世界人的时候也到了然后天上殿就开了殿中出现月柜甩电声音雷轰地震大爆好 it is finished
Then the seventh angel sounded there were loud voices in heaven saying the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ and he shall reign forever and ever the 24 elders who sat before God on their thrones fell on their faces and worshipped saying we give you thanks O Lord God Almighty the one who is and who was because you have taken your great power and reigned the nations were angry and your wrath has comeAnd the time of the dead that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth. Then the temple of God was opened in heaven, the ark of his covenant was seen in his temple, and there were lightnings, noises, thunderings, and earthquake, and great hail.
这就是第二个 it is done.
This is the second, it is done. The happy ending now arrives.
好，还有第三个 it is finished.
Now the third saying, it is finished.
我们还有一次12月份我们继续来交通。
After this, we shall share in December when we have another opportunity to fellowship together.
好，我们低头祷告。
Please bow your head, let's pray.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.And
主所有的意象所有的预言都有一定的日期
All the visions, all the revelations have their appointed times
快要临到必不虚晃
They will soon come they, will not, they are not lies
虽然迟延还要等候
Even though they tarry but wait for them
因为必然应验必不再迟延
Because it shall come to pass, it will not tarry.
主啊,
Lord,
你必快来。
You will come quickly.
但愿我们都有这样一个指望。
May we all have the same hope.
荣耀的盼望。
This glorious hope.
但愿我们能够在自身的正道上造就自己。
May we all build ourselves up in the most holy faith.
在圣灵里祷告。
Pray in the Spirit.
常保守在圣的爱中。
Keep ourselves in the love of God.
仰望主耶稣的怜悯，直到永远。
Looking to His mercy until eternal life.
但愿世人有盼望的神，应信将主般的喜乐平安充满在我们的心中，借着圣灵的能力我们大有盼望。
Oh, so may the God of hope fill you with all peace and joy in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
但愿荣耀归给独一全知的神，直到永永远远，恩惠、怜悯、平安都多的加给我们。祷告祈求，信耶稣基督宝贵的名，阿们。
Glory be unto him who alone is wise. Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to us. We pray in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen.